Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Just a wild answer from Gerard Mayo yesterday after the game. Signals and noise.
Like, what?
You hit the podium after a loss in London. And before you even took a question, you called the team soft.
Yeah, no questions necessary. Just led with it. You're like, wow. And it's not like you just told the team that either. Now, again, maybe you said it in different words, but those specifically, which was one of the big storylines across the NFL last week.
Yeah.
Right. The Patriots were being talked way more about last week than the previous six because of those comments. And yeah, you're just coming up with different excuses and everything else.
I pick up on my cues on what you guys say and cover coming out of the locker room. You started the whole thing, Gerard. And so you stepped in it.
Yeah.
That's fine. You stepped in it and the team proved they're not going to totally tune you out and quit. I struggled to go all the way to they responded to it. Mayo got like giving Mayo credit for like calling them out. That's not what happened.
Eesh.
And they still were pretty soft. They gave up 4 yards a carry. They gave up the game winning score. They gave up 20 plus points again. Like they came through in a clutch spot. The team didn't totally tune them out and quit on them. So fine. You stopped the bleeding and I'll give you that. The team isn't checked out. I guess that's something for Gerard Mayo. I don't want to go too far with it, but oh yeah, it's all about signals and noise and what you guys say, and I take my cues from that.
Yeah.
You started the whole thing. What are you talking about?
No, so he is in over his head. The question is, can he survive it? Can he, like, resurface above the water? And, you know, after winning yesterday, that helps. It doesn't mean he's a great coach. Doesn't mean he's out of the woods. Doesn't mean all these things. It just means, all right, you kind of stop the bleeding for now. Like, we made the analogy last week, or I did, about the you know, the boat that has all the holes in it, and he's plugging a couple, and he's got his back to a couple more, and it's just a mess. So, like, all right, you kind of filled it up a little bit, but everything isn't great. We still don't really know what your, like, calling card is. Like, what does the Gerard Mayo team do? What is Gerard Mayo's specific thing that he does? Motivation, offense, defense, specialty. Like, what is your thing that you have? We're not really sure what it is. But, yeah, it could have gotten worse. It could have gotten uglier if the losses continued to pile up. So he needed that. And in the week that it happened. Because if they don't respond after that week, I mean, that's like losing five games.
Yeah.
Like in his world, it's like, it my God, like that. Now I'm really letting things slip away. So it kind of puts things on pause a little bit. But I don't know. You have another winnable game against a really bad team coming up on Sunday. And it, you know, depending on how that one goes, we're going to feel a certain way.
And Tennessee, you said, is three-point favorites?
Yeah, at home.
Okay. And that probably tells you they think Brissett's starting, which probably. I agree with. It's probably going to be Jacoby Brissett. You lost Drake May.
What, Mason Rudolph versus Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah. That's what I think it's going to be.
I like that.
So since we're talking about the noise and the response and everything, you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. I tweeted yesterday, right in the immediate aftermath of the game, I said, I can't wait to not hear from Bill Belichick this week.
That was a good line. I think I retweeted that.
Thank you, Keith. Yeah. I mean, that's very meaningful, actually. Yeah. You know, a good sense of humor from Keith. Mm-hmm. Keith appreciated it. He liked it.
Keith approved.
It's a Keith approved.
Not an endorsement.
Joke. No.
Actually, no, it's literally an endorsement.
No.
All my retweets are endorsements.
No, your retweets are. Okay.
They're all endorsements.
Yeah, you don't have that in your profile. That's true.
Nope. In fact, the opposite.
Yeah, I'm endorsing everything I retweet.
No, it's funny because I'll explain the joke for people who don't get it. Bill Belichick, after they won, didn't say a word.
Nope.
And now ever since, they've been piling up losses. And he and his two buddies have been like laughing about it and pointing and making fun of Gerard Mayo and the Patriots because they're awful. And they were the laughingstock of the league, but they were doing it now and they weren't doing it before. Now that they got a win, now they might be very quiet.
We're not going to hear anything about the Patriots. Like, you know what they're going to do. They're just going to lean in on the Jets. Are a mess. This and that. Good thing they got Aaron Rodgers. Look at the Jets. They got Devontae Adams.
And what's funny, too.
Great job firing Robert Saleh, who you know Bill loves. And they're going to pile on the Jets side.
And Bill loves and Rodgers.
The Patriots.
And Rodgers was so bad, but he's going to spin it all to like their new coach and coordinator.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Rodgers that was just sitting there eating delay of games left and right.
Right.
Yeah, so
couldn't get him lined up on a two-point conversion.
Now, part of it, it's just going to come across as, you know, a bit fraudulent like they are. But the Jets nationally are the bigger story. Like, here locally, it's all, of course, it's all Patriots.
Yeah,
but the Jets being a joke.
No, nationally, they should spend more time on the Jets.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they also should spend a little bit of time on, since they spent all this time last week on Mayo calling out the team.
Give a little credit.
And Bill disagreeing with it so publicly, you should just circle back and give a little. You should spend more time on the Jets, obviously, nationally. You should. Yeah. But they also should say, well, the team responded to Mayo.
They did.
Because Bill was all crusty about that comment last week.
Oh, he hurt for the players.
They were riding bikes through the locker
those
room, Lombardi
tough guys.
Said.
Those are tough guys over there. I love those guys.
Patricia's the only one off the hook because he's just jamming potato chips in his face while the other two, try to crack each other up. But that's how it's going to go today. I was surprised the amount of blowback that got, though. There's still a lot of Bill support.
People are mad?
There. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's true.
There's still a lot of Bill support out there.
It's like 50%.
Let's go to, is this Kerry in Mississippi? Hello, Kerry.
How you doing?
We're doing well.
Doing great.
All right, so I just got 2 points I want to make. Great win by the Patriots yesterday against the Jets. You can't take nothing from them. But also, did you think that the Patriots defense responded to a great game because Gerard Mayo called them soft?
I don't think so.
Probably not because of that, but the result is a win, right? So they haven't had many of these wins all season. So, yeah, I don't think it's a direct result of it, but they also didn't go the other way, and they weren't just like, screw this guy, screw everything, like, we're done. They didn't check out.
They're
still involved.
I don't think they proved they were a tough team or anything yesterday. They took steps in the right direction. 4 yards a carry is better than 5+ yards, almost 6 yards a pop.
Yep.
And 100+ rushing yards is better than 192 or whatever they gave up before. And a win is better than a loss. Duh. Mm-hmm. And so all those
stopping
things,
a 2-point conversion, like all that stuff.
I think all those things are like a step in the right direction. I give them credit for taking a step in the right direction. I don't think it's proof that everything's fixed and all of a sudden they're good or that Mayo even got that response. Because what happened is the Jets went 3 and out because they tried throwing on their opening drive like morons.
Right.
And then they went touchdown.
No, I think
so. That wasn't like a team that came out with their hair on fire yesterday.
Yeah, but just to be fair, which we are always, had they had lost the game, I think we would have gone kind of crazy and we would have started to question Mayo's security or job security even in season more, like all that stuff and blah, blah, blah. So, like, for this, at least, again, you stop the bleeding. It doesn't mean you're not still really hurt. Like, you're just not bleeding all over yourself. That's where the Patriots are. They're 2-6.
Yeah.
That's still a horrible team. They just beat a team that right now is even worse than them. But they were called out by their coach more than any other team has been called out this year or in many years, it feels like, publicly.
It's true.
And they responded with a win.
So, are you happy with the win? It's been a while since we've asked this, and we can open the phone lines back up. 617-779-7937. Are you happy with, you specifically, Keith, are you happy with the win yesterday?
I'm happy with the win. I am, like, I paused slightly only because it wasn't Drake May experience a wire-to-wire win. I wanted, like, that was one of the big things, and why you and I are both, you know, not looking to tank. I know some fans are. But it was like, I think wins for Drake May and Gerard Mayo are really important for their development as a what will be then a second-year coach and quarterback going into next year. But there's still 52 other guys on the team, so even though Drake May gets hurt, they plug Jacoby Brissett in and they win. Yeah, I'm glad they won. They'll guess what? They're going to have a pretty high draft pick.
Yeah.
They're going to pick pretty high. And I don't know, 1-16, like 2-15, which still isn't there's no lock that they win more than two. But no, I'm happy they won. I think also a big benefit is watching the Jets lose and a New York team lose. Like, that really helps. If they were playing another team, maybe you wouldn't enjoy the win quite as much.
And you said this earlier in the show, but we talked about it last week. Who would you rather be, the Patriots or the Jets? Going forward,
Pats.
We both said the Patriots. Both like, they're both bad teams, but at least one team has your quarterback of the future. The Jets still need to find them.
Yeah. And the Jets for sure are getting a new coach. I know it's, you know, maybe still somewhat up in the air for the Patriots, but that's at least a first.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
First year guy. They hope that's their coach.
Yeah.
They know that it's not Jeff Ulbrich.
Correct.
So they might have to go coach quarterback fishing again next year. And knowing the Jets, they'll probably screw that up. So now they're just in this downward spiral. You thought they were going to get like a brief 2-year kind of boost with Aaron Rodgers. It looks like it's going the opposite way. You know, injury last year, but this year he just looks terrible. I think it's a. It's a good win. I certainly wasn't rooting against them when they were driving the ball down the field in
Me
the fourth
either.
Quarter.
And I agree with something you said. I would rather have Drake May leading them to a win. I would feel way. I would be ecstatic today.
Oh my God! There's not even a question.
And Drake May looked incredible in that game before he got knocked out, which Mayo kind of sort of blamed him for earlier today. He's got to protect himself.
Weird.
He said, although he was led to that based on a Boomer Esiason quote to Greg this morning.
It's gotcha media.
It was. He did say he's got to protect himself better. So okay, Mayo kind of thinks he got himself hurt. So I would feel better if it were Drake May out there leading him to a win. But I am happy they got a win. And I think long-term, winning yesterday is good for Drake May when he gets back in there. The guys haven't quit. They haven't checked out. Maybe Mayo still has some belief in corners of that locker room. And that's going to benefit Drake May when he returns, hopefully this weekend against Tennessee.
I know.
I would say more likely the following week.
Maybe the O-line figured it out a little bit. They had the same combination from the week before, so like we had seen those guys play. They all stayed upright. You're like, all right, there are some things trending positively.
Kayshon Boutte showed some mental toughness, some.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, it was an awful drop before. What, two drops before?
He had two.
Two drops
He had
before.
Two. Bourne had two. Thornton had the worst one.
Thornton had the worst one.
But, you know, so.
You know what? I also blame Thornton. For Drake May's injury, and I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
Because that next play was when Drake May got hurt.
Oh, was the very next play the scramble after that? So if Thornton just caught it.
Maybe they run a different play. Maybe something happens. Butterfly effect. He doesn't get hurt.
Wow.
Put that on Thornton.
Tyquan Thornton got Drake May hurt.
Yep.
Or Drake May got himself hurt, Jerod Mayo. Right. You can vote there. 617-779-7937. Jay's in North Carolina. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
You know, the team is only strong enough as its weakest link. And if you can't protect your quarterback, which he is the heart and soul of the team. But I say if Brock Purdy can do it, Drake May can do it. I think they're comparable as hell. But as I say,
I hope not.
Yeah, I would hope he's better than Brock Purdy.
I hope
Purdy.
Drake May is a lot better than Brock Purdy.
I like Brock Purdy more than most, but I hope he's better than Brock Purdy.
I don't look at this as the offensive line let Drake May down yesterday.
That's so frustrating. People are like, oh, the Break Drake crowd, Ken. And others. It's like, oh, they got him hurt. That is so disingenuous. That's not what anyone thought. That is not how anyone thought he was going to get hurt running around and suffering a concussion. Like, if he ran around and tore his Achilles, I would get it. Or if the offensive line got him crushed and he split his throwing shoulder or something like that, I would get it. Or he tore up his knee. I would get it. What happened yesterday is that's not what anyone was suggesting when they were saying, don't play him, you're going to get him killed. That was scrambling around after a play, and it's a concussion that's going to sideline him for another week at most. It's not a season-ending injury that's going to ruin his development in any way, shape, or form.
But this is also one of those where you can't have, I guess, nice things, where one of Drake May's abilities that separates him from some other quarterbacks is his ability to run. And you're not running, like, read option with him or anything like that, but he... The pocket broke down, he ran out, got the first down, and slid. If he dives head first, it's a different story, but he didn't do that.
It's a good chirp from Ken in the Twitch chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch us argue with our boss in real time.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ken Laird, WEEI.
Come down the hall.
He must have been running because the line was so good.
Yeah, listen, those guys are going to run. They're not going to have perfect pass protection every single time. And he made the right read. And guess what? Sometimes it breaks down. The secondary is all downfield. You can run and pick up yards.
Look, I thought the line was better yesterday, but it's a fair counterpoint by him. I'll give you that.
Is it?
You don't like it?
No.
Yeah, Ken.
I reject it.
Boo, you stink.
That's right.
Boo. Speaking of stinks, we talked to Christian Gonzalez earlier today. There's a preview here. Of his mic'd up, I've not heard this yet.
Well, we asked him about it. He couldn't shut up about it.
He gave it a good sell.
Yeah, he wanted.
He gave it a good hard sell.
What was your question? Was you were mic'd up? And he was like,
yeah,
yep.
Yeah, you were mic'd up this weekend. He's like, yeah. I'm like, anything good there? He's like, I don't know. Just being honest, I don't know. Which, in fairness, that was a stupid question by me. What the hell is he going to know?
That's true.
Anyways, so this is the best of the best. This is a teaser.
This is what gets you in the door.
So NFL Films said, we got Christian Gonzalez.
Hell
this
yeah.
is the best of what we got to get people to watch this.
Yeah, they will.
This is the best of what we got. Let's hear it.
Ready for your one-on-one on the backside. It's coming.
Yeah, they're coming now.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Third down and one coming. Great line behind the line. Top of the pistol. Devontae Adams is split left. The snap to Rodgers. Play fake. Throw it. Left slant out. Adams and it's knocked away. Reaching out in defense by Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah!
Wait a minute. They mic him up?
So 16 seconds, we got three yes.
He also repeated what the coach said.
Yeah, well, that was Mike Pellegrino, the cornerback's coach, I've been informed at the beginning
of the
game.
Yeah, they're coming. He's like, yeah, they're coming. He's repeated
coach
the coach.
Cole over here.
My guess is that's the adjustment that he made. Normally, he's like, I'm mic'd up.
Uh-huh.
Normally, I don't say anything. I just kind of nod, whereas now I'm mic'd up, so I'll just repeat what the coach says. Hey, they're coming. Yeah, they're coming. Yeah!
Oh, there he is. Yeah. Oh, Christian Gonzalez. Stand by the way.
Good to hear him.
Christian Gonzalez, do you hate coming on Jones and Keefe on Patriots Mondays?
Yeah!
I thought so.
That makes sense.
Something tells
finally, a truthful answer. Man, if you did miss it, though, say you're coming in and you're like, hey, what are these guys talking about? You can go to the Odyssey app.
Yeah!
And you can check out the full Christian Gonzalez interview. Set aside
the
some
speaking,
time, though.
Yeah. The silence.
Yeah.
The ums.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
But he did answer some of the hard-hitting questions that we have.
Some.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, some. 37937. There was a text. I've lost it, Keith. WWE text.
Oh, this is a great one. Yeah, I think it's way down. He was saying basically how when there are wrestlers who can't talk, they get a manager. And the manager does all the talking for them. Then maybe Gonzo needs a manager.
Yeah!
He needs Paul Heyman.
He needs Paul Heyman. He's like a hype man there
like
for
Paul
him.
Bobby the Brain.
Oh, if you got Bobby the Brain, rest in peace. That'd be good. He's one of the great talkers of all time. He and Gorilla Monsoon might literally be the best play-by-play caller team of all time.
So that's what he needs. He needs like a hype man when he comes on the radio with
That'd
us.
Be great.
He needs a Flavor Flav.
Yes.
Exactly.
There's got to be somebody in that locker room.
Yeah, or in his personal
or
life.
A friend of his. Yeah, it doesn't have to be on the team.
Just anybody who likes to speak.
Yes.
Would be
on the radio.
Yeah. Just like speaking is really all we need.
Get him mic'd up.
We don't really even care who it is. He needs a translator. We need a Christian Gonzalez translator.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like,
I mean, I don't need to translate. I know what
just
he's
like,
saying.
But like, no, but you got to translate the thoughts in his head.
No, somebody that just expounds on it. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Is where it takes whatever he says and is like, oh, that's a good one-word answer. I'm going to polish that up a little bit.
Well, just let me interpret like what he means.
Oh, yeah.
When he says, what he actually means is,
screw you guys. What he's saying is, I hate this.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need like something that can kind of read his mind and then extrapolate out the opinions. That's what we need. But anyway, that's on NFL Films.
Just drive safe trying to get to that. I know right now you're like, I got to get there and
can
watch
it. Can we put a pin in this idea? We talked to Covington in our coordinator series on Friday,
no,
right?
That'll be good, too.
How about what's the longest conversation you've had with Christian Gonzalez?
Yeah. And how much of the talking was on your end?
Yeah.
Most of it.
If we could get into that.
Yeah, we can ask him. We got to ask him about Gonzalez.
I think that's a good area to get into and explore.
Guy seems like a little bit of a cut-up, Coach. You go... Is he talking in the meetings a lot? You got to worry about that?
617-779-7937. Let's get back into the Patriots wide receivers. We were discussing them earlier.
What a day.
We got sidetracked talking to Hunter Henry. More problems with the Patriots wide receivers on the field. More coming out off the field on what went down in London. We'll get to that next.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.